let's talk a little about how the culture just keeps going more and more digital. Your record collection, your TV, your books, and now, movies in theaters.
007 reporting for duty.
Bilbo Baggins. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
You probably haven't even noticed it, but in the last few years, most movie theaters have installed digital projection systems. That's right. When you go see a film in a theater, usually you're not seeing any film. As with every shift from analog to digital, this one's got its winners and losers. For the movie studios, digital dramatically brings down the costs of distributing films. And the image stays pristine since there's no film to get all scratchy and schmutzy. But lots of smaller, independent movie theaters just can't afford the costs of converting to digital projection. Brent Lang has been reporting on digital conversion for the entertainment industry news site The Wrap. Brent, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me, Kurt.
So this transition to digital projection started some time ago, but theater owners say that 2013 is when push is really coming to shove. How come?
Something called virtual print fee agreements, which are basically a deal that studios will pass on some of their savings to theaters who do this conversion in order to cover the cost of conversion. Well, those agreements are set to expire at the end of 2012, many of those. And the second thing is that now we've sort of reached a critical mass in terms of the number of digital theaters that are out there, and that means that it might not make any more financial sense for studios to continue producing film prints of movies, of new releases.
So people know, I think, how prints, film prints work. These cans of film come and they're loaded onto these big, often horizontal projectors and projection booths, and they're shown. How does digital work? What does a theater get when they show us a digital movie?
I mean, I believe it can be anything from, you know, something you get as a thumb drive to, you know, something that eventually will be sort of beamed to your system. The major thing is it will save studios an enormous amount of money in terms of shipping and processing. As much, I believe, as $1 billion a year.
Wow.
That's the estimate.
That's real money. At this point, what fraction of movie theaters in the United States have made the transition?
Well, the majority of movie theaters have made the transition to digital. There are about 5,700 movie theaters throughout the country. Roughly 2,000 of those theaters have not converted.
Wow. And for the most part, is that 40% who haven't converted? Are they smaller theaters? Have all the big chains, the AMCs and Lowe's and the rest, converted already?
They're well on their way. These are not the people, your Lowe's, your AMC, your Regal. These aren't the people who are facing, you know, the choice between do I keep the lights on, the marquee on, or do I close my doors? Those are independent theaters.
Because basically this year or very soon after, if you're a theater and you don't have the ability to project digitally, you're just out of luck. You're not going to be able to get a studio to send you film anymore.
I have talked to a number of independent theaters who've said that already they're feeling the pinch, that, you know, if they want a new release, they're having to wait longer for the film prints. The studios aren't making as many of them, so they're in demand. And when they do get them, frequently they're not as good quality as they were just a few years ago.
Presumably there will be movies that don't exist on digital. What about the library? What about the repertory houses still around? What will they do?
In New York, something like a repertory theater, or Los Angeles, something like a repertory theater is a more viable business. You know, many of these theaters are small town theaters, frequently in remote locations, and they're not doing, you know, a retrospective
right.
look at the films of Orson Welles. Their bread and butter is new releases.
And when we're talking about an independent theater, what kind of costs are we talking about to get the digital projection equipment?
It ranges. So it's anything from $65,000 to $150,000 per screen. You know, some of the theater owners that I talked to told me that, quite frankly, even if they wanted to do this conversion, they can't get a bank loan to do it. Their business isn't big enough to justify that kind of thing.
That's Brent Lang. He's a reporter for the entertainment news site The Wrap. I wanted to find out more about the problem of small theaters in remote locations converting to digital projection. In the little town of Fairbury, Nebraska, a couple hours from where I grew up, the owner of the Bonham Theater couldn't afford the conversion, and he shut the theater last summer. Now, a group of locals called the Bonham Theater Project is trying to reopen it. They're taking donations, even accepting in-kind donations, like some farmers' grain. Debbie Ebke is the group's treasurer.
We're attempting to raise the money not only to buy the digital equipment, but also to remodel and upgrade the interior.
Right. Why did you and your fellow townspeople get involved in this? Why is this important to you?
Well, I think it's very important for many small towns to maintain any type of entertainment venue to keep young people and young professionals in our community.
Yeah, I can see how this would have an impact beyond the fact, oh, it's just another small business leaving town. I can see how it would feel like, wow, we're not really a town anymore if we don't have a place where people can go and consume entertainment together.
It also impacts our economics in the town itself. When we travel 30 miles to go to Beatrice to see a movie, we might also eat out, or we might go to their retail establishment,
right,
where that money could be staying in Fairbury. So it's an economic issue for the whole town.
And are you getting good support? Is this striking a chord?
It is. And I think there are some people who have kind of hesitated, and they're waiting to see what the next step is before they contribute large amounts. But we have quite a few donations coming, so it has been a good response, and I think it's just the beginning.
And are people really donating livestock?
Well, so far we have not had livestock, but we have had people with pledges of grain, farmers that will deliver grain to the elevator in the name of the Bonham Theater Project.
Wow. Go Cornhuskers. I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking with me. Debbie Ebke is the treasurer of the Bonham Theater Project. That group is trying to raise money to reopen the Bonham Theater in Fairbury, Nebraska, and convert its projector from film to digital. So, what do you think? Should we care about small independent theaters when you can pull up practically any movie you want, recent or old, on your phone? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Visit us at studio360.org and leave a comment.